We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me.
Oh boy, I have heard everything.
What?
You guys ever have a conversation with a friend and you're just talking about something random?
We're gonna bring this on air.
Yes. And then you realize your friend has no idea what he's talking about. So me and Tobin, we're talking about LA Fitness and talking about how I'm doing exercise in the middle of the pool.
Right.
And he said, I went to a pool at LA Fitness. It's a saltwater pool. I said, how do you know it's a saltwater pool? He said, because I got in the pool.
Somebody was texting me.
And
on my
somebody
phone.
Was texting me, so he checked his phone and he saw the little salt things. He said, so I assume it's a saltwater pool. I said, No.
Yeah.
That's not how a saltwater pool works.
Nah, it's like the ocean,
right?
Man.
No, it's not. Okay? Basically, a saltwater pool uses salt and converts it to chlorine.
No.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
No.
I'm.
No. That means they use it's just purified ocean water, isn't it?
Boy.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, you have no idea. You know, I put. Like, periodically, I have to put, like...
It tastes like salt. Like, when you're in the water,
okay,
it tastes like chlorine.
But...
Because of the ocean water.
No, it's here. You can adjust the levels.
Well, I bet they have stronger levels of salt because
no,
it's public
No, it
pool.
Goes the other way.
Nah,
it's
I don't
stronger
think so.
It's not stronger levels of salt. It's stronger levels of chlorine.
No, it's tasting like an Auntie Anne's in there.
Huh?
What?
Tastes like what?
Auntie Anne's.
Don't... Hey, by the way, people of South Florida... Okay, if I'm sitting in a jacuzzi, I feel very uncomfortable when you submerge yourself in the jacuzzi.
That was one thing I did like about that LA Fitness too. They put their jacuzzis in the locker room because that means you don't have to get sharing with the old ladies, the grandma arms.
Oh no, I do. I have, like, if you go in there around between the hours of 8:30 and say 10:30, oh yeah.
So this is a great piece that Beasley put up. Beasley came with the receipts on all the talking heads that had takes on the Dolphins this year.
Mm-hmm.
For example, and the article is titled "A Lot of People Who Talk and Write About Football Owe Flores and the Dolphins an Apology," which is true. It goes, before the opener, Lewis Riddick, former Eagles and Redskins director of pro personnel, said the Dolphins had gone too far in stripping down their roster. And, quote, Brian Flores had been put in an impossible situation. Former NFL Players Association president Dominique Foxworth said a week after the Dolphins' 43-0 loss to the Patriots that the Dolphins' teardown was, quote, unethical and morally reprehensible as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Can I?
Hold on.
Okay, there's more.
Yeah,
there's more.
Because all the players showed up that week. Yeah.
That's
hold
right.
on. Hold on. Go ahead.
That's right. he is Mike Greenberg. After the Dolphins' nationally televised loss to the Dolphins, he said that the loss was, quote, disgraceful. Disgraceful because he said that Brian Flores used the blitz at the end of the half when it was a 3rd and 20, that the Dolphins were in on the tank, that the coaches were in on the tank. And Mike Greenberg called it disgraceful. Absolutely great. It's a really great piece.
Okay.
By
Steve Young. Steve Young had the
closet. Oh, Steve Young. That's right.
Oh, Steve
Dangerous
Young.
Dangerous to the health, right?
He went over the top.
Well, you can't waste a year. You can't flush away because people have to go play the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, what I'm saying, organizationally, well, they're wasting
the
a year. On
the GM can be in the back room, and they can figure out what the big plan is. And the plan might be that we want to get a lot of young players that we don't have to pay for 4 or 5 years. Let's make a Super Bowl run. Let's get a quarterback out of it. Okay, that's the plan. We're going to quietly get rid of some players, but we're going to let everybody know in the locker room that we support them. We're behind you. But when you don't do that, you put people's health at risk. You put people, this is not baseball or basketball. You can tank in basketball, no one gets hurt. In football, they get hurt. And what the Miami Dolphins have done this year is put people at risk physically, and it's not right. You can't be so irresponsible to people's health. It's not right.
Yeah. Okay. They're 3-2 over the last 5 weeks.
Can I?
That wasn't week one. Now, Dominique right. Fox was in week one when they signed the new guys.
No. Here's what I'll say. You remember in the beginning of the season, I kept saying, this has never happened before. I've never seen this before in football. So I can understand why they think that, okay? As the season went on, though, right, you kind of have to take that back and kind of then throw it in Cincinnati's direction.
Right.
And so from that standpoint.
No, Cincinnati got none of this.
Right. From that standpoint, and most of them have said what a job, you know, Brian Flores has done based on their other dumb comments, you know, in the beginning of the year. But I can understand.
Like, but to Beasley's point in the art, like, Mike Greenberg he's got one of the most prominent shows in America.
Right.
He accused Brian Flores of throwing a game.
Right.
Of throwing a game.
When he went 4-2.
But like, the point is of you saying last segment when you're like, I've never seen a team with this record have this much fun. Right. One of the things that you don't take into account when you say all these people, all the Dolphins are putting at risk, you're not thinking about all the opportunity that they're also putting out there for a lot of guys who are going out there and finally getting a chance to showcase their talents or getting a chance to showcase their talents. And I think that probably breeds them being able to have a lot of fun because they're starting to see their success come through.
Right. Yeah. It's something that when you put in the hard work and you see, you know, you're actually living through the phase of getting better. And it's fun. It becomes fun.
Yeah.
Even though you're not having the success you want, just to see the improvement, what it does is it keeps you working. And so they've had just enough success to not give up.
But we also, I mean, like, doesn't it feel like even with what their record is, this feels about the most competent the Dolphins organization has been in a long time.
But that's why I asked. Here's why I asked the question yesterday. Would you rather be the Redskins and have the first pick for the next 5 years? Or would you rather be the Dolphins and have the fourth pick based on where they are and where their trajectory is?
Well, I guess I misunderstood your question because I'd still rather get the first pick.
But I would not, under no circumstances, Washington has not shown me in any way, shape, or form, or even Cincinnati.
Yeah, you don't want their organization.
Even with the number one pick. Right. So the reason why I say that is you look at what Flores is doing. And look at how the team is constructing this team, or the organization is constructing this team. You're starting not only to get confidence in what they're doing on the field and have some positive vibes about what they're doing on the field, but you're starting to think that, hey, come draft time, I'm really starting to have a little confidence that they're going to do the right thing. Because of what they've done this year as far as bringing players in, as far as getting rid of guys, as far as cutting salary. Now, when they go into next year's offseason and they bring a guy in, based on what they've done and the talent that they've selected so far this year, you're like, oh, you can really feel confident about the guys they bring in.
Right.
You can really feel confident about the guys they draft. You can really feel confident about all the rounds. And you now hoping that you can find a diamond in the rough based on what they've done to this point. You're like, okay, maybe they will find somebody.
Even if you look at what they did with Eric Rowe, who just signed an extension yesterday. Like,
sure.
He was getting burned early in the season. They had him at cornerback. They moved him to safety. He's been flourishing. He's been kicking ass.
Exactly.
And so, that's not a guy who's young. Like, Flores was able to still find his success, which is, you know, it's why when everybody was burying him with the Minkah Fitzpatrick thing, it's frustrating. It's like, well, you haven't even seen what he can do. Like, let him see what things, the way they play out, and maybe he'll be able to find you the best place where you'll succeed.
I never had a problem with them getting rid of Minka because that's where they are right now. They need people all in. You need to be all in with this. And if you're not, then we'll get you out of here. And that just to keep the sanity of everybody else in that locker room. Not saying that Minka was going to be a cancer, but if you have a guy not happy with the role that he's playing, it can't help but hurt. It can't do anything but hurt the team. The other thing is, okay, so the thing that I was that bothered me about that whole situation is Minka's going to a team that does what Brian Flores was doing with him even more.
Let's get the headlines, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So you guys are talking about Eric Rowe. He signed an extension.
Yes, he did.
3 years, $18 million, $7 million guaranteed.
Good for him, man. That's good for him.
Not just because they signed an extension. I know he's having a good season. I'm not counting him as filling a need. I'm not counting him on the tracker.
Still, no, really?
Yes.
Not yet.
Not yet. I'll give it a couple more games.
What about Nick Needham? Nick Needham's been one of Pro Football Focus's best players
this
year.
Very nice. Very nice. But let's get. But I'll wait till the end of the season for that.
All right.
I don't know if I'm ready to declare Nick Needham as a lock of
corn. Not ready to jump in the saltwater pool. I got you, Robbie.
Ooh, somebody said if Flores had the Bengals or Redskins roster, we'd be 8-8.
Maybe.
Yeah.
With Dalton.
Red Rifle. Beat Gase. Gase sucks. He's a dummy.
Feeling himself after 3 wins in a row.
Yeah, I told you I knew what I was doing. Dude, you're going to get your ass kicked again. Hey, Dom's going to kick the Jets' ass. Like, that's just...
But the Jets are huge favorites. Like, 6-point favorites.
Trust me. The ass kicking is coming.
They're playing up there.
I don't care. I don't care.
It feels like it's house money because the Dolphins win. You know, you sweep Adam Gase. And if they lose, you already beat Adam Gase and you're helping your draft cause. It's a house money game for the Dolphins.
Well, I picked the Dolphins to win 3 games this year. So if they win this, who knows? They could be off to the races. They could be at 6 wins. Who knows?
If they do win one more game, though, I will be in perilous position because I have 2 bets on the Dolphins win total. I've won under 3.5 and one over 5 or over. And so if they win, they're at that middle 4, which I would lose, as of right now, I would lose both bets.
What else you got, Robbie?
Oh, we haven't talked about this yet, but the Marlins made a couple pickups yesterday.
Yeah. Fish making moves. I like it.
Jesus Aguilar got claimed from the Rays. He was an all-star back in 2018, although we must admit it was a Milwaukee-aided career year for Jesus Aguilar.
Here we go. This guy.
You know, Jesus Aguilar, he's a big boy.
He's big.
He's a big boy.
And they also claimed Jonathan Villar from the Orioles, and they have to pay him $10 million for 1 season. He had a nice season with the Orioles. Again, another hitter-friendly ballpark in Baltimore, yeah. But he did steal 40 bases last year.
Yeah, Baltimore does suck. I mean, hey. But it's one of those things. The only thing I don't get with the PR thing is that like insurance if Isan Diaz doesn't work out? Because you already have Rojas. You signed him to the extension. I know he can basically play anywhere on the infield.
Yeah, groundskeeper. Put groundskeeper in right field.
So you're gonna see how it best works out offensively to get all those guys in the lineup. I mean, I know you can't trust Isan Diaz yet because he came up and it was a kind of struggle city for him. But is that the thinking behind that with the PR thing?
Yeah, that has to be. You know, it's only $10 million. It's only 1 season. I wonder how Macho feels
Here
about this.
Here is the thing with Evan. PR on the team. You need as many guys out there who can pick it clean. You got to have it out there. Like Perry used to say, the 6 F's. Your field, funnel, fun, fantastic fielding out there. So you don't have a fiasco. Ooh, you go out there, PR. Going out with the Orioles. You call them the O's. Ooh, yee. He with the fish. Jesus Aguilar doesn't skip a meal and doesn't skip a long bomb that he goes out there and hits. This is the key, the foundation we've been all waiting for. We got Koopa Loop on one side of the plate. We got Jesus Aguilar on the other side of the plate. Hitting bombs all over the place. No further questions, Mean Gene.
Did you say the 5 F's and then say field 3 times?
We got the field. We got the fielding and the field. The 2 F's. but they're two different things because you're fielding on the field. You're taking the groundskeeper ways where you're digging it down with the dirt. And as Perry Hill used to say, you get down your fungo with the funneling and the fielding fundamentals. That's the F's. F you. No further questions. F for further. No further questions, Mean Gene.
By the way, did you see our guy?
Who?
Boar. He's going to China.
Japan.
Oh, Japan?
Yes. He can't get a job in the big leagues no more?
He got sent to AAA last year.
He was terrible. Wow. I mean, you get that hot wife.
That's it.
I told you.
Hey, no, but that happens a lot with the Marlins.
You know who's got a hot wife? Baker Mayfield. Look at him.
Oh, he's right.
His wife's getting into beef with a friend of the show, Mary Kay Cabot.
Yep.
She's asking, why are you asking about the t-shirt? But I don't know. Maybe because the coach was a boob enough to wear it? Excuse me.
Yeah. You can't, like, I mean, and the coach answered it, like, cool. He's like, I'd wear it again.
So did Baker. Baker was like, yeah, I've done worse things in my life.
Right.
Which he had. Why? Like,
wait.
Let me tell you something.
He can't say nothing. He could not run a fat cop.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. The media asking Freddie Kitchens about wearing a t-shirt, that's the least of their problems. That's the least. If you think that's an issue,
right?
Like, what don't you think is an issue at that point? Crazy to me. What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, just for perspective, you know, for the Marlins to make these moves, they had to designate two people for assignment. They had to designate JT Riddle and Tyron Guerrero, who I've called 100 for nothing. He got designated for neither.
Now, you were explaining to me yesterday, so Tyron Guerrero can still end up back with the organization.
He didn't get released. He got designated for assignment, which means he's off the 40-man roster, but he could be claimed by another team. He's going to go through waivers, and if he clears waivers, he has the option to just be a free agent or to accept a minor league accept the role to the minors.
But something tells me a guy who throws 100.
He's going to get claimed.
He's going to get claimed. Someone's going to say, I could do something with that.
But he throws it straight. It has no movement, so they hit it far.
Straight and straight out of the strike zone a lot.
Oh, my goodness. He's a new definition of wild thing. like batters are up there terrified because he might get plunked.
What else you got, Robbie?
Toby, this is for you. Gardner Minshew, he's going to be the starter for the rest of the season with Jacksonville. The Foles era apparently over.
No, it's not.
It's over.
No, it's not.
He sucks.
He's still hurt. He is kind of built like Bradford.
Dude, he's not good. He's not good. And honestly,
he's hurt.
Honestly, they got to fire Tom Coughlin. He's bad at this.
No, he gets fired second.
Oh, you think he's gonna throw his boy old mayonnaise jar Marone under the bus?
Oh, yeah.
Monroe's coming up next after us with Amber.
That's right. Brian Monroe's on this week because Zaslow's out.
I wonder if he ran into any player, Renny Cates players after that Duke loss, bragging about his stats.
Oh, I'm sure. Shout out to, by the way, I saw Shaq Quarterman's going to the East-West Shrine game.
I never played in none of those.
Well, didn't you come out early?
I went to college 4 years.
But yeah,
technically,
I mean, back in your day, they didn't let even 4 year juniors play in the Senior Bowl. Now you could play in the Senior Bowl.
Oh, you can play in the Senior Bowl as a 4 year junior.
Yes, you can.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But no, but that's a recent rule. Back in Leroy's day, that wasn't allowed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We also had the only. There were so many underclassmen that came out early. We had the only underclassmen combine. There were two combines that year.
Two combines?
Yeah. In fact, because of Farm Aid, we had to do it outdoors. And it was 40 degrees.
I can't believe people are falling for this. We'll get to this next. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Got a couple of giveaways for today.
What do we got?
We got a pair of tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch. They are coming to the BB&T Center on April 8th.
Roach. I thought it was Kill Bill, because that's what she did, right?
Five Finger Death Punch.
Yes! Yes!
Tickets go on sale Friday. You guys can get those at livenation.com. Tickets go on sale Friday.
I know who those groups are.
At 10 a.m. So Papa Roach, I Prevail, Ice Nine Kills is going to be there. So we'll give away a pair of tickets to that before the end of today's show. And then also, before the end of today's show, we have a four-pack of tickets to Santa's Enchanted Forest, the world's largest holiday theme park featuring over 100 rides, shows, games, and attractions. For tickets and more info, visit santasenchantedforest.com. I'm going there on Friday.
You want to talk about Brandsmart and their jingles? Santa's Enchanted Forest, right?
Yeah,
up there.
I see that we're running ads for Santa's Enchanted Forest. What's up with having the sports guy? Where the hell is the Santa's Enchanted Forest jingle? Everybody knows the Santa's Enchanted Forest jingle. Who is in charge of this stuff? Why are we running on a sports station? And by the way, get your ass to Santa's Enchanted Forest after a little Monday Night Football, man. Like, I want the cute kids going, Santa's Enchanted Forest. That's how you, that gets you in the holiday moods, man. Like, you're talking, you think my wife, she comes up to me last week. She goes, hey, can we go to Santa's Enchanted Forest? I'm like, actually, just got an email. They're offering up some Santa's Enchanted Forest tickets at work. Let's get our ass down to Santa's Enchanted Forest and go check it on out. But I know for sure what's not getting her in the mood for Santa's Enchanted Forest is, hey, get your ass over to Santa's Enchanted Forest. Ho, 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 mother bleepers. No, what gets you in the mood is the awesome holiday music, the festive jingle, Santa's Enchanted Forest. That's how it rolls, man. I'm hearing it on the other stations that we roll over there. You want to know why? They're marketing the right way. We don't have to sports up everything, all right? Santa's not out there in the trenches. He's in the air with the reindeer.
Is it Adam Gase reading the promo?
Yeah, it's Santa. You know if Adam Gase was Santa, like, nobody would get their toys. Nobody would get their toys, and he'd just blame it on the reindeer. Yeah, I don't understand these reindeer. We know we have the perfect game plan to go deliver these toys, and... You know, it's, I don't want to tell you, they're just not executing the right way. You know, Santa'd go off on a chimney by himself trying to drop the great trick reindeer play. If Manny Diaz was Santa Claus, oh my God. He'd just tell you about all the great presents that he's going to deliver, and then you'd get, like, socks.
Swag socks.
Yeah, swag socks. That'd be Manny Claus. Swag socks. Manny Claus would be out there. He'd have the nicest Santa suit. But, like, have no plays. His reindeer would all be having swag penalties all over the place. Rudolph would be off here gyrating just because they delivered one toy. And then all of a sudden...
Rudolph had on the drop-off chain.
Yeah, yeah. Present train. Like, that would, like... Manny Claus's reindeer, they would be so proud of themselves for delivering one toy.
Right.
And then the other reindeer, Blitzen, would be looking at Com and be like, well, I delivered my toy. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep.
Then one reindeer would just go mysteriously gone. No. It wouldn't tell us why.
Yeah. And then we welcome him back.
Anybody see Donner? It's like, yeah, he's taking another leave. We don't know where he's going. Maybe he'll be back. I don't know.
He's in a transfer portal. he's going with the Easter Bunny.
All of a sudden, man, he's like, yeah, listen, we don't have 12 reindeer. We signed a moose. We think he's going to work out. We've given him flying powers. We think this is going to work out great. But do you have any Manny Diaz yesterday? He was on with Joe. Like, do we have anything that's encouraging from him? Does
no,
he have anything on the future?
You know the answer to that.
No, let's just maybe find out.
They're 6-6, and he keeps saying we're going to own it while giving 17 excuses.
Maybe he's learned.
You got reindeer making hype videos?
I'm on the road right now. I already had 3 in-home visits last night.
Oh,
they
geez.
Are not only are we excited about who these guys are as players, but their reaction to, you know, these past couple games is not just that, coach, we're sticking with you. It's, coach, we're coming in to be the difference. They have a group chat together, and these guys are on fire. I mean, it's not a just, well, yeah, we're hanging in there. Like, well, coach, wait till we get here, and you'll see this class is going to be the change at Miami's.
Oh, boy. Category 20, bro.
Wait till I got these. Listen, we got to own screwing up that last Christmas, all right? We're not going to screw up this Christmas worse than last Christmas. I'm Manny Claus.
Oh, somebody said Manny Claus would promise you a Ferrari and deliver a Hot Wheels car.
Oh, no doubt. He would just give you the worst presents.
Right.
Hey, reindeer, you can come to our sleigh or get your ass kicked by our sleigh.
You can come to Christmas and you guys can deliver presents. Or you can go be with the Easter Bunny and get your ass kicked by Christmas every single year. That's what we do here at Santa U. Unbelievable.
We were driving down Northeast 2nd Avenue, and Tobin saw like a chupacabra run across the street, and we made it left. We never made it to work because now we're talking about Easter. What the hell? I thought I was the guy who went off the tracks.
Nah, I feel like you don't feel like that. You don't feel like they are they're rivals, like Easter and Christmas.
Sure.
As far as like the Easter Bunny, he probably wants as much credit for present giving as Santa Claus does.
Well, and both of them are like, you know, Easter is like the rebirth of Jesus. Christmas is the birth.
Isn't it the life of Jesus? Like, is it rebirthed?
No, it's when he comes back from
the dead.
Right.
Yeah. Is that a rebirth? Or is it rising from the dead?
You know what the hell I meant.
I tell you who needs a
resurrection. Even though I may have not used the proper terminology.
Four reindeer away from 7-0.
We're four reindeer from getting all those presents by 12. Some of you might get some. Some of you guys might get your Christmas presents at the end of January.
Listen, bro, we're sitting here. We don't have a manger like everyone else, all right? Some people get to go out there. They get to live in an actual house. We got to be here at a barn with farm animals. All right, yeah, okay, we got a roof. But we're still working it out, okay? All right, the last people here, they didn't even have a manger to live in. A Manny Claus.
By the way, did you see the choreographed dance Seattle did last night?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like boy band. They literally lined up and did boy band dance.
Yeah, it was great. Did you see, you know what was awesome yesterday? Did you see, Robbie, can you get this in our folder? This was the intro. Did you see the intro to Monday Night Football with Gary Payton and Sean Kemp?
Yes, that was, I saw it.
Awesome. Right.
Gary Payton looks, Sean Kemp looks awesome. Old.
Yeah, Sean Kemp has that bass in his voice.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah, Gary.
Yeah, Gary. I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Whoa. But it was cool to see. Everybody now wants the Sonics back.
You know, I didn't get in the Basketball Hall of Fame just by talking.
Whoa, Gary Payton with a lava handicap.
Me and the Rain Man, we walk the talk in Seattle. Ain't that right, Sean?
That's right, Gary.
Tonight, Vikings fans, it's going to get loud up in here. How you going to win? We got Russell Wilson. See, our offense only knows one speed. Supersonic. Nice jersey, Sean.
I like Sean. Sean, what do you think you're comfortable here with? Let's workshop this promo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary.
Oh, somebody said Hanukkah is Christmas rival. Santa gives, Easter Bunny hides the damn eggs.
Yeah.
By the way, did Gary Payton say the Sierra offense? I thought it'd be like a little pun there.
A little pun there?
Yeah.
Hey, Seattle, I'm going to go celebrate this victory, making love to my wife, Ciara.
Oh, somebody said that was a New Edition.
There was nothing funnier than that Russell Wilson's contract extension. He clearly just got done making love to his wife after they realized they just signed a gazillion-dollar contract,
yep.
Which he deserves, by the way. He deserves.
I mean, I think with the whole Legion. Well, you know what? Let's be clear. How he started his career is very similar to how Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Like, yeah, they were the quarterback, and now we look back and count it as part of their championships. But at the time, hey, their coach was just using them to.
When everybody feels like it was the dumbest decision of a Super Bowl in Super Bowl history for you to throw with that quarterback, and instead of giving it
with
to somebody,
that running back,
instead of giving it to somebody named Beast Mode, you realize that you had some help,
right?
You know, that's not taken away from Russell Wilson, but everybody's like, yeah, but you need a yard, and you don't give it to the guy named Beast Mode.
Right.
The guy who holds his junk as he dives into the end zone. Yeah, why don't I go with him? That's how it's going to go. So
somebody says, what is Manny supposed to say? Media is killing him. No, hold on. Dude, first of all, I am the most understanding person out there as far as I don't want to fire Manny. I just want Manny not to talk. He's not good at it.
He's not
right?
good at it.
He always says things that contradict what he said 2 minutes ago. So just say, you know what? Coach speak. He should be on a coach speak clock.
Right.
So the second he says anything that's not coach speak, tase his ass.
Yeah, like it's
right. Just to play about a book for just for a minute, Manny. Just for a couple of months.
Well, did you guys watch? It doesn't really play on radio, but did you guys watch the Bill Belichick press conference this past week after they lost to Houston? It was one of the most awkward things you'll ever watch because it's just silence.
Right.
Because Belichick's going to say nothing.
And that's fine.
Are you thinking my weakest moment, I'm going to give you anything right now?
Right.
No. No. But with Manny, you know, it goes from we got to own 7-6 to it's a rebuild. But it's not a rebuild. It's a rebuild of our confidence. And
it's on me. But then he gets five excuses. Just look, man, stop trying to justify it. Own it. Move on. Get better. End of discussion.
Right.
I don't question your ability to coach.
I don't question his ability as a defensive coach. I question his ability now to be the leader
as
of a
leader.
Yeah, I do.
Right. Right. Because here's the problem. And here's the honest problem. I don't know how, if you guys see it this way, here's how I see it. All of his players are doing the same things he's doing, and it's costing them games. Mm-hmm. Okay? You want to be in there with the swag. You want to be in there with the, well, guess what? They've invented swag penalties because of your team. Uh-oh, here comes a swag penalty.
There's a tutorial.
Five swag penalties, right?
You know, the Easter Bunny a couple years ago lost to President's Day. Now it's the number one holiday in the country.
The Ticket knows that sports fans have their heroes, and so do children. Dads, nothing will bring you and your children together more than a trip to Miami's best holiday event, Santa's Enchanted Forest. Spend the night laughing, bonding, and high-fiving. Santa's Enchanted Forest has 6 roller coasters, more than 100 rides, games and attractions, 50 food options, 6 stages of live entertainment, and more. For 37 years, Santa's Enchanted Forest has been Miami's premier holiday destination. Listen to The Ticket for your chance to win tickets. If you don't win, buy them online at santasenchantedforest.com.
Know what time it is.
Radio.
Know who this is.
Danger! Danger! Get on the floor!
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Robbie rolling with us as well. It's a brisk Tuesday. Everybody be careful out there.
Yeah, but by the time we get off work, it'll be 65.
What is the high for today? Is that what it is?
Probably 70, 75.
Let me check. Here we go. Let's see. That's Wellington. That's like a different animal. So let's
I don't have my phone. I can't check. Left my phone at home.
Let's see. It seems like the high is going to get to like, looks like about 63 today.
That's still, it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, 60, like it says like 65 will be the high today. But it's supposed to be, you know, tomorrow morning not going to be as cold though, like in the 50s.
By the way, this is like excellent football weather.
Is it?
If it's sunny and about 50, 55, perfect.
So this is what I wanted to get to last segment before we got off on Manny Claus and his excuse reindeer. So everyone, this was an annoying thing yesterday, Leroy. This happens in our building all the time because we're overrun by Sullys and Murphs. All right, we have a lot of Patriots fans in this building.
Ton.
It's ridiculous. Basically everybody here started their radio career in Boston, and they've all decided at the next part of their career they want to live in South Florida. They don't want to freeze their ass off, so they come here. And so I heard some football chatter, and so, you know, I'll go towards it, Robbie, like a moth to light. I'll get over to the sports talk. Let's see what's going on. And so I hear something about coach's decision. I'm like, oh, maybe they must be talking about the Flores trick play. And so I walk into this little conglomerate going on in one of the pods that we have here, because we don't have offices at our new modern building. We have pods.
Pods.
And so
pods.
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 And so I walk, and they're like, so what are you talking about? They're like, oh, talking about the Patriots' struggles. I'm like, get the F out of here. Their struggles. They're 10-2. Struggles. Yeah. I can't believe people are doing this again. I can't believe it. We're going to fall for this again. Where
are the Patriots done?
Are the Patriots done? This is exactly what they want. You jackasses. Anybody who's fallen for this,
Max Kellerman or Skip Bayless or any of you dum-dums out there that want to think the Patriots are done, we're not falling for it down here.
Nope.
Nice try. Oh, what about Tom Brady yelling at his receivers? Well, maybe it's because he's 100 years old and they're a bunch of whippersnappers and they want him to. He wants them to get off their lawn.
If you use the phrase whippersnapper, you are definitely old.
He was it. He was cranky as hell during this past game, though. Have you seen like some of the footage
of
him?
Yeah, of course.
Yelling at his receivers. I think, didn't he yell at his receivers, Robbie? I think, we need you to be faster. What? You can't. First of all, Tom Brady telling you that is hilarious. Second he is slow. But second of all, how? Like, how? Hey, be Josh Gordon. Hey. I need you to be Antonio Brown out there.
How about that? Josh Gordon is now playing for Seattle.
Yeah.
I thought he got claimed off waivers.
Right.
But I didn't know, like.
I just couldn't imagine being the fan of an organization and being at the point where it's like, hey, what's wrong with Tom Brady? It's like, well, let's just say theoretically there is something wrong with Tom Brady. He's 43? Hey. I think I just stumbled upon the answer. I don't know. He hasn't had his recharge of vegan juice yet. What do you mean, what's wrong with Tom Brady? Hey, I don't know if you know this. Just because Tom Brady says he wants to play till he's 47 doesn't mean this thing's going to go fantastic till he's 47. It's amazing that it's gone this great now.
Does anybody remember what Ray Lewis looked like at the end of his career?
Woo!
He looked like Fat Elvis.
With the deer antler spray? Remember that controversy?
Yeah.
That whole time?
Let me tell you, that's the least of his controversies.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, by the way, did you guys, Sunday night, I happened to be rooting for the Patriots because they're playing the Texans and the Dolphins own the Texans draft pick. The one time in my life rooting for the Patriots, and of course they play their worst game.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man.
But
the funny thing was, is like everybody's going to Tom Brady, and like who was it? It was, old end zone runner, Orlovsky. He's like breaking down footage of Tom Brady's body language of how he's lost trust in Philip Dorsett, where he's like, see him, he's mouthing to McDaniels, I'm done. And so like, it's like, okay, but so what? So you're calling out Tom Brady because he's upset with his receivers? Like, if anybody's got the credibility and the resume to be upset with his receivers,
It's him.
They went 11-5 last year. I believe they only won 3 road games. And everyone thought they were done, and they won the Super Bowl. Like, you know,
I'm not falling for it. Like, I can't do this anymore.
You I don't understand. I've never been a guy to get all worked up over one game, good or bad. You know, and imagine being on the other end. If we haven't done it here with the Dolphins, right? We're not going to do it with a team that's actually winning,
right? The only thing is, it's like people are looking at this and they're like, well, yeah, but they're 10-2, like, but they're a fraudulent 10-2. It's like, let me ask you something. Who could they have beaten this year? If they would have beaten Baltimore, you would have all called Baltimore frauds. So
right.
Who could the Patriots beat this season that would make you believers in them?
Dude, have you been watching? How long have you watched football? We have conversations about teams and players like this every year.
But not this team. Like, this is stupid to do it with them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like, we're going to do it with the Patriots, and we're gonna be... You know what? Here's the thing. I'm fine being the guy who's just like, yeah, I'll just... Because I've been the guy where, like, yes, I think this is finally it. This is it. And I've been burned on it time and time again.
Yeah, you just don't do it.
It's enough already.
Yeah, that Monday night game against Kansas City where they got blown out.
We all thought it was over. Remember, Max Kellerman had the infamous... Tom Brady has fallen off a cliff. And he's won 3 Super Bowls since.
And then you had that rift, that inner rift that they had with Brady and Belichick.
Oh, that was juicy.
Garoppolo.
That was juicy. I enjoyed that story.
Now, what's going to happen is, here's what's going to happen. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
They're going to win it defensively.
Yep.
And then everybody's still going to question. That means you can have your cake and eat it too. You can say Brady's washed, but they found other ways to win.
Right.
Right,
it's almost full circle. It's right. Like how he won his first Super Bowls, and now how he won his last Super Bowls.
Well, listen, nobody took advantage of that like Peyton Manning.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness! Like, come on.
In fairness to him, though, in the start of his career, he was awesome with Denver. So they kind of owed it to him.
Yes. Like did he win? He won one there.
Yes,
but
he got to two.
He got to two. And
he got to two. They got smoked by Seattle.
The first one he went to, he was. Did he break the passing record or pretty close to it?
To the first Super Bowl he went to.
Yeah, he had like 5,000 yards.
He went to four Super Bowls. He won against the Bears, lost against the Saints, lost against the Seahawks, and won against
Carolina.
But no, what I'm saying is that the first one he went to with Denver, right? He pretty much broke every passing record there was.
Not in that game. No, didn't they get
smoked? That year.
Oh, that year, yeah.
That year.
Yeah, he had like 50-plus touchdowns.
Right, and 5,000 yards passed.
Yeah.
And then
they got smoked.
They went the next, yeah, and then the next year they went, right? Was it the next year?
I don't think it was back-to-back years. I think they had a year in between.
Yeah, I think you're right, Rob.
They lost to Baltimore,
and then they went, and basically the defense carried them.
The defense carried them because he couldn't throw the ball for most of that year.
Right.
And then that was it.
Because he had a broken neck.
I'm wondering if that's where we get with Tom Brady.
I think with this case, it's like, you know, I look at them and I just feel like, yeah, they also just don't have the skill players. Like, who on that offense
scares you? We say that every year.
I know. And then, you know, Edelman wins an MVP. Like, you know, I'm not going to look at this and be like, well, it seems like Tom Brady's fed up with his offensive personnel. Like,
of course he is. That happens all the time.
Let me guess you, if you were on this side of 40 and you went into a season thinking I have Antonio Brown, Josh Gordon, and maybe I was going to convince Rob Gronkowski to come back, and none of them are there, wouldn't you be a little frustrated? Like, especially it's kind of like one of those things where it's like when you have LeBron on your team and it's like, oh, LeBron, like he's frustrated with the Cavaliers. It's like, well, yeah, J.R. Smith forgot the score. Yeah. Of course he is. What are you talking about?
That's about how that goes.
So I don't know. I just couldn't believe it. I walk around these hallways again in little.
Why do you entertain me? Why do you get worried?
It drives me nuts. I walk around here and I'm just like,
you know what? You do that to me, and you laugh. Yet you then fall for it.
I'm not falling for anything.
You do every time. You come in here at least 5 times a football season talking about the Sullys and Murphs, talking about their team.
There's so many Sully and Murphs here. It drives me nuts.
Okay. And you say to me, you fall for it all the time. I get you all the time.
No props for Flores. I thought it was the coaches. Are we going to give a little Flores props in the building here today? No. What are we talking about? Tom Brady. Ugh. Ugh, enough already. Robbie will get your headlines next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.